The storm that lashed Cape Cod that night, February 18, 1952, was one of the wildest in years. Off the Cape Cod coast, two tankers were fighting their way through mountainous waves whipped by gale winds. One was the 504-foot Pendleton, an oil tanker out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The other, the Fort Mercer. But the tankers were waging a losing battle. Messages clacked into Coast Guard stations along the coast and told the grim, spine-chilling story that the Fort Mercer had split into two. Immediately, Coast Guards went into action to attempt the rescue, but the odds against them were almost prohibitive. The messages continued to come into Chatham Coast Guard Station, where among those on duty was Boatswain's Mate First Class Bernard Weber, whose heroic actions during what later was described as one of the greatest marine disasters in almost a decade will forever be recorded as one of the finest chapters in Coast Guard history. Mr. Weber commanded a 36-foot motor lifeboat. He strapped himself to the wheel of the lifeboat and twice navigated the craft through the mountainous seas to the stern end of the other tanker, the Pendleton, which had broken in half off Chatham, and he rescued 32 seamen. For his heroism, Mr. Weber was awarded the Treasury Department's Gold Life-Saving Medal, the American Legion's Medal of Valor for heroism, and he was honored as the hero of 1952 by the Baltimore American Legion Post. Today, 15 years after this dramatic rescue, Mr. Weber has come back to Cape Cod. He resides quietly with his family in North Eastham, his wife Miriam, his daughter, 8-year-old Patricia, and his 14-year-old son, Bernard Jr. He is the harbor master in nearby Wellfleet, and at the age of 39, he is a veteran of 20 years and 7 months of Coast Guard service, service in World War II with the Merchant Marine, and a tour of duty in waters off Vietnam as staff officer on 82-foot cutters. WOCB News Headliners Today swings its spotlight to Bernard Weber, who will be interviewed by Wes Stidstone of WOCB, Gordon Caldwell of the Cape Cod Standard Times, and this newsman, Ed Semprini. Mr. Weber, 15 years is a long time to recall, but certainly the event of the time certainly must come back to you quite readily. Would you care to relate for our audience the events of that day and night that led up to this rescue on February 18, 1952?
Well, as I recall, that particular day was full of events. We had a severe northeast snowstorm blowing. Several of the local boats in Chatham Harbor had broken their moorings and gone adrift on North Beach. We were very busy in the early part of the day, pulling these boats off the beach, bringing them back to their moorings, helping out the local fishermen. And we'd just come back into the Chatham Fish Pier, and one of the Coast Guard trucks came down the road, and a man jumped out and said, "Get back to the station right away. There's a shipwreck offshore and they need help." So we piled in the truck, went back to the station, and Boatswain Clough, who was the officer in charge of the station at the time, said to get the duck and the breeches buoy and head down for Orleans and Nauset Beach. There's a wreck down there. A ship is broken in two. So without any further ado, we proceeded through the snow and had quite a time getting down to Orleans. And I recall as we got to the top of the hill there, the Orleans Beach parking lot, that the seas were running right over the beach, up the parking lot, and halfway up that hill. And the snow abated for a couple of minutes there, and we looked offshore and could see this gray-type hulk, and it was rolling along, pitching along, and moving up the beach. We're realizing that it was getting away from us fast and that we were helpless with the amphibian duck and beach apparatus. We proceeded back to Chatham. upon arrival there, Bosun Clough said to me, he says, get the lifeboat, get the crew, and go out and see what you can do. Well, as I recall, my heart sunk down to my feet because I realized the sea conditions. I was thoroughly familiar with Chatham Bar, and I was already bitter cold, and all the other Coast Guardsmen there were too. So I asked, I said, well, who will go? Who will go with me?
You were asking for volunteers?
Well, in the Coast Guard, there's one of two ways. You may ask first, and if the response isn't immediate, you point your finger and say, you, you, and you. But as it was, there were three fellas that volunteered to go. Richard Livesey, who I think at the present is stationed at Cape Cod Canal. A fellow by the name of Andrew Fitzgerald, who has since gotten out of the Coast Guard and lives in Whitingsville, Mass. And another fellow by the name of Irving Mask, who has since gotten out of the Coast Guard. By the way, Irving was a transit at Chatham Lifeboat Station. His actual duty station was on Stonehorse Lightship, but he'd gone home on leave, and upon arrival back in Chatham, had to remain at the station for transportation out to the lightship.
Bernie, I'd like to, before you proceed with your most interesting story, were you aware at the time that there were two tankers that had broken in half? And how did you and other Coast Guards know the fact that the Fort Mercer and the Pendleton had split?
Well, at that particular moment, no, I wasn't aware that there were two ships split in half. I wasn't even aware of what type of ship it was. The circumstances of the day, we were so busy and one thing or another that I hadn't been in full communication because I'd been away from the station. It's my understanding that a Coast Guard plane out of Salem, after receipt of a distress message from the Fort Mercer, had flown out there to establish its definite position. And after having done so, on its return flight to Salem, looking for the coast of Cape Cod in snow and poor visibility, came across two pieces of another ship. And not knowing whether it was the Fort Mercer he had circled and come back to or what it was, he flew down low and flew under the stern of the Pendleton, or he observed it to be the Pendleton, and that was the first, to my knowledge, that it was known that the Pendleton also had broken in half.
So you went aboard this 36-foot motor lifeboat with these three other Coast Guardsmen whose names you just mentioned.
Yes. Well, that's right. We went down to the Chatham Fish Pier, and we had to row out to the lifeboat and the dory, and